Finally, the elders separate.
Master Quaid Reed, we accept your request to witness for Ilyse.
Shifting his gaze away from Quaid, Elder Johann continues.
Who will witness for Carrie Knott?
I will, my aunt says, before my father can speak up. Carrie and I are both surprised. This time there isn't a discussion as to whether or not my aunt can fulfill the role of witness for my sister. It's within her right, even though she's a secondary citizen due to her gender. Aunt Letitia strides toward us, her thin face pale yet fierce. At first I think she's angry with us, but then I notice the tears brimming in her eyes. Guilt billows up inside my chest. I failed to consider that she's already lost a sister and niece. She's always so dour, it's far too easy to believe she's uncaring. When she reaches us, she rests her palms against our cheeks. She doesn't say a word, but her trembling fingers and pained expression projects the love that she never vocalizes. After a beat, she drops her hands and steps to Carrie's side.
Necromancy is against the order of nature, and therefore against the three gods. The mother, father, and child do not abide such dark magic,
Elder Johann intones.
We must never allow evil forces to invade the atonement settlement, or we will lose our divine blessing.
My fear is not as suffocating as the first time I stood and heard these same words. Anger burns away the edges. I'm furious at Bale for forcing me into this situation, my heritage that may have made me a necromancer, and, much to my despair and guilt, my religion and its leaders. Maybe I deserve this, but Carrie doesn't.
What happens in there, Ilyse?
We stand on platforms in the middle of a corral, and they let the unblessed enter. They lower the platforms a little every hour, and wait for us to control the unblessed when we become too afraid.
And if you don't?
It hurts. A lot. Out of the corner of my eye, Quaid cocks his head to stare at me in disbelief.
May the three gods have mercy on your souls,
Elder Johann finishes. The recollection of what comes next roots me to where I stand. I don't want to be taken through those metal doors, and I certainly don't want my sister to be. I dig my heels into the ground, casting a fearful look at Quaid, seconds before the wardens are dispatched to claim me and Carrie. In their right hands, they wield shortened versions of the control poles. Our pious standing will remain intact until we're found guilty, so the wardens cannot touch us.
Don't resist, my aunt whispers. Heads up, walk forward. Don't give them the pleasure of seeing Harris Knott's daughters on the end of a pole.
Still holding my hand, Carrie walks forward with her chin at a defiant angle, reminding me of Angelina. I wish I was so bold. At first, it's hard to get my feet to follow, since fear has pinned them to the ground. When they do start to move, they feel heavy and awkward. The wardens fall in beside us, while Aunt Letitia and Quaid take up the rear. The strong metal doors roll back, groaning and creaking. I step out of the last light of the day into the shadow of the dais. It becomes harder to breathe the closer I get to the top of the steps. Panic seizes me, and I come to a halt.
I can't do this again,
I breathlessly exclaim to my aunt. Aunt Letitia waves off the wardens and takes hold of my shoulders.
You have to do this, Ilyse, for your future. I know you're scared, but you can do this.